First, let me say it is an honor to be here to work with the police in Slovenia. Last year, I had the pleasure of meeting the police psychologist when I was in Ljubljana doing some training with psychologists. And we talked then about a plan for consulting. And we were honored to have Milanka come to the United States to participate in some of our programs and to learn about them. And now we are implementing a critical incident peer support program. So first, you know, let me say that the officers are very experienced, very mature, men and women. They very much want to participate. They want to give of themselves. They have excellent communication skills. They have big hearts. And I know they are going to be very successful in what they do. The psychologists, the police psychologists, are very competent, very professional, and have training in the psychological methodologies necessary to deal with human problems and psychological trauma. They now, you know how to provide small group and large group interventions that are appropriate for police officers after a critical incident. The psychologists know a state-of-the-art intervention for trauma that's called EMDR, or eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, which is an evidence-based treatment for psychological trauma. The psychological staff is competent, they're available, and I have seen firsthand the rapport and credibility that they have with the police officers. And I know there's going to be a very good relationship between the police officers and the psychologists, and that the program will be successful. And it's also nice to have the administrative support. A program like this cannot get going unless the administration is willing to back it, to provide support, to make the training available, and then to let the program run. And this is what is already happening. Again, I'm very impressed with the people that I've met, and I look forward to continued involvement.